Okay, today's daf is Brachas, daf Chaf Ches, Brachas 28, and again, the shiurim this month are sponsored L'Zeicher Nishmas Menachem Yisrael Gorlinski. We thank the Gorlinski family for their sponsorship. And we continue on Chaf Zayin Mabez. We're in the middle of a story, like the end of Parshas Miketz. In the middle of a story, what happened? Rabbi Gamliel was being removed from his post because of all the embarrassing episodes that he embarrassed Rabbi Yehoshua, and they were deciding who was going to be the new leader. Just two ha'aris, and that is, number one, the Amar Leh, on the last skinny line, we had said, after they each had given testimony, Rabbi Gamliel had said, "Hamtein achi kansu bali trisim lebeis hamedrash." Wait till the bali trees are coming to the base of medrash, and when they came in, Amar Hashoel v'Shoal, the Shoal stood up. So 2 points: one I might have said, and one I might not have said. Number one is Rav Kook. Rav Kook writes in his commentary right here in the Ein Ayah, why are Chachamim called bali trisim? Rav Kook's Yartzeit was last week, Gimel Elul. Right, why are they called bali trisim? Right, why are Chachamim? They should call fighters in the war of Torah. Right, they fight in Torah. The last Amud, the second last Amud in Maseches Bechoros, we're going to have later on, that they fight, we fight with each other. So why are they called Tracen? Tracen's a shield. Fighters usually have like a sword or a spear. Why a shield? Because when it comes to the war of Torah, we're not out to get the other person. We're just out to get to the MS, to defend what we think is right. And we'll defend the MS until we're proven wrong. That's why the emphasis is the Tracen, the shields. Because this is not like a war like other wars. Number one, that's on the phrase of Tracen. Then you have the other phrase to mention. When the Bali Tracen came in, Amad HaShoel V'Sha'al. The Shoel stood up and said, why do you stand up? I just wanted to be heard. It's like when you stand up, a lot of times when you ask a question in Shir, the Rebbe doesn't make you stand up. Here, Amad HaShoel. So says the Tzlach, this goes back to the days of old, when they all used to learn standing up. From the day we used to learn, the Gemara says, just like Maimon Har Sinai was standing up and with trepidation and fear, so too, that's what Torah is. That's what Torah is. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf Aleph, Mi Mos Moshe Rebbe Gamliel, Lo Hayu Lomed in Torah Ela Me'umad, Mi Shemesh Rebbe Gamliel, Yarad Choli La'olam, Lo Hayu Lomed in Me'yushav. Once Rebbe Gamliel died, so then Niskatnu Hadoros. No, we can't stand up, and therefore we started learning sitting down. That's what it says at the end of Soda. Mishimesh Rebbe Gamliel, Batel Kavara Torah. That's what it says. But, says the Tzlach, I don't think that was a across-the-board custom that everybody did. Those who were still able to stand up and learn with that in that same state as the earlier generations, they did. So he didn't have to stand up, you're right, but he wanted to. Amar HaShoel, when he was getting it off, lo od, ela shelo l'chol tamidim ayir shos leishif, chutz osan shigil l'chol tamar chaver, the chaludi continues. So it could be that sometimes when we see throughout Shas, Amar, somebody stands up, they're going back, they're hearkening back to the earlier generations, when everybody used to stand while learning, and even though here, most of the Beis Medrash were sitting, right, they were all sitting, and only this person stood up, but he was maybe because he was being focused on, whatever the case may be, but the Tzlach says that was a reshus, an allowance to sit, but those who still wanted to stand were able to stand.
This wasn't Rav Gamliel
Zaken. Right, this was not Rav Gamliel Zaken, this was later. But this is, there are at least 3 Rav Gamliels that we know of. Yeah. Well, that was Rabbi Yeshua stood up as a punishment, but the earlier one, on the first wide line, Amar HaShoel V'Sha'al, whoever the Shoel was who stood up, so that was his volunteering nature that he wanted to stand up while learning. Okay, so that was Rav Kook, and the Tzlach starts us off. So we continue now. So who are they going to appoint as being the new Nasi? Says the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, Tavin Avrei. Okay, we gotta remove him from the post. Why? Because Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. The first step is you can't, right? Tamid Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ha'olam. If you're not Marbim Shalom, then you can't be in charge. So, Manukim Le, who are we going to appoint instead? Nukim Le Rabbi Yeshua. If we should appoint Rabbi Yeshua, Baal Maisahu. Can't do that because he was the one that was involved. The Meiri says right here, whenever you have a little sichsuch, one has to be very careful. Even though the instigator is at fault, but we're not allowed to embarrass the instigator more than we need to. and make him have Chalishas Hadas. So even though, yes, it was Rabbi Gamliel's fault, but still, you can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua, because that would be too painful to him. And therefore, they did could not appoint him. Nukmele Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Akiva? Loma Anish Lei, the last place, Slosavos. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Slosavos, so therefore, right, maybe you can't appoint him. Doesn't have such great family lineage. Ela Nukmele Bozman Azariah. Bozman Azariah, he's the man. Dehu Chacham, he's wise, smart, Behu Ashir, he's rich, Behu Asiri La Ezra, and he has great family Yichas going back to Ezra. Let's talk about each one. Hu chacham di machile mefarikle. He's smart, meaning he'll be able to answer the questions of the Talmidim. Vehu ashir di isle lefluche lebe kesar. Afu azal parach. He'll be able to deal with the authorities properly, right? Because he won't be able to. He won't be subject and meshubit to them because he'll have his own money. He's independently wealthy, so therefore he'll be okay. And vehu asiri leEzra. The Islay Schus Avos, the Lomatzi Anishlay, and now the Schus Avos will be a protection for him. So they went to him, Asuv Amrulay. They came to him, this whole entourage of rabbis from the yeshiva came to him, knocked on his door, Rabbi Azariah. Right, this was the right in Yonah Dioma, isn't there one of the conventions going on now in America? Right, this is the convention. They came and they said, we want you to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. And what happens? Right, you want to be Rosh Yeshiva? As Rav Schachter likes to point out, this was his goal of his whole life. His whole life he was waiting for this position. He was going to become the chief rabbi. And they came to him and he should have said, yes, of course, amazing, I can't wait. And yet he doesn't answer that. He answers his famous line, Amar Lahu, Ezav Imlach Vinshe Besi, Ezav Azav Imlach Medibisu. He said, I got to go ask my wife. And he goes to ask his wife. He goes to my wife, what is he asking his wife for? The answer is because this new position is going to affect his wife. This new position, he's going to be out of the house more, he's going to be on the lecture circuit more, he's going to be not going to be home for bath time too much, right? So it's going to affect his wife. I'm going to move ahead in my avodas Hashem, in my personal acceptances without asking my wife, no. Step on her toes, and therefore one has to make sure that they ask their wife first. That's what Rav Schachter says. The Maariv Chayis also right here points out the element. I think he quotes read it. Recommend Maariv Chayis right here says Nir Beine Ago Marin of Yonas of Yaris Dvash Yonas and Ibishitz said the Min Hadina Yitzorach Liktor Rishus Meishto, not just a nicety. Me'ikar adin to kaimalon chamor v'nasa gamal tzarach lita rishus me'ishto v'bnei shememayit ba'ona v'hine onas tamar chacha mishabes l'shabes v'onas nasi mevuar to mechodesh l'chodesh v'yimken kivish v'mayit ba'ona tzarach lita rishus. He's going to be home less frequently, so you got to ask one's wife, right? Even if somebody is if somebody gets married and all of a sudden they want to start having a 2-hour night seder and they used to only have a 1-hour night seder, got to talk it over with the wife first. You can't just say, oh, he's learning Torah. No, it affects my wife. I'm going to be out of the house more. I'm going to talk it over with her, even if it's in the world of Ruchnius. So that's what the Maariv Chayis says right here on this Gemara. That's what we learn from the story. I got to go ask my wife. So what does the wife say? She says to him, Dilema Avrinlach. Right, what wonderful advice. Maybe they're going to fire you tomorrow. What do you need this headache for? Amar Lahu, Lishtamish Inish Yom Machada, Bekisa Demokra. At least let a person use a fancy, fragile glass coast for one day, Ulamachar Lispar, even though tomorrow is going to break, and not use I'd rather not be earthenware all my life. Let me be glass for a day. Right? Even if they're going to fire me the next day, it's still worth it. Worth it for that one day. Amrale, she says, Les Lachach Yivarta, you don't have a white beard. Rashi, Ein Lachas Sa'aros Levanos Shel Zikna, Lav Dafka, white beard, white hair. Right, you're not white, right? You don't have the hadras panim of a zakein, and Rashi continues v'na'el darshan liot zakein. Oh, he says there it says liot zakein, to be a zakein, not to have a zakein, right? It's a liot, right? You should be a more zikna. So hahuyoma bartimne srei shani havi, and that day he was only 18 years old, and he was already known throughout the Jewish world as a chacham and an ashir and a miyuchas. Yisrachash le'nisa v'yahadju le'timnei srei darei chivarta. He got 18 rows of white hair on that day. That was the great nes. Hayinu t'kamar v'lozim v'nazari, and that's what we already had in the first parak, and we say it in the Haggadah, Harei ani kevin shivim shana. I am like 70 years old. right, until he heard the drasha ben Zoma, below ben Shivim Shana. He is in 70, he's like 70. That's where that lashon comes from, because of this story of he was 18, Shanasa Shivim, right, overnight. That's the pashtus. The difficult Rambam here, the Rambam here is so influenced by his rationalist tendencies that he even rereads the Gemara, Kipshuto. The Rambam here says there was no nes that occurred. Pirshim Mishnayos, right here. The Rambam says that he just pushed himself so hard in his learning, and he killed himself, that he became white very young. The Rambam says here. Became white very young. But a nes occurred? That's what Gemara says. Srachshlu nisa. Right, but the Rambam reads this not as a nes, but just as a natural, that's what happens when somebody pushes themselves so much in their learning, you know, they not only lose sleep, but they get gray very quickly. Get gray very quickly. That's the Rambam's Zahara right here. A little difficult how he reads the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Israchesh Lahu Nisa. Either way, he became like 70 overnight, and he took over the yeshiva. Tana, Oso Ayom, on that day, the Rebbe Azariah became the Nasi, Silkuhu L'Shomer HaPesach. They removed the Shomer, they used to have a bouncer at the door of the Beis Medrash. You aren't allowed to come in unless what? We'll see in a second. But they removed the bouncer that day, V'nitna Lahem Rishus L'Talmidim L'Kanes, and then all Talmidim were allowed to come in. Shai Rav Gamliel Machmas Yomer, because Rav Gamliel's instructions to the bouncer was, call Talmid, instructions were, call Talmid Sheitocho Kabaro L'Kanes L'Beis HaMedrash. Any student whose inside was not like his outside, you can't come in. You're not perfect, you're not coming in. Hahu Yoma, and on that day, when they removed the bouncer, itosvu kama safsale, many benches were added into the Beis Medrash. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, pligiba Abba Yosef ben Dusay v'Rabbanan, machlokas how many? Chad Amar itosvu arba me'a safsale. One says 400, v'chad Amar sheva me'a safsale. And one says 700. Either way, it was a lot of benches. And we mentioned in the past that sometimes the Gemara uses numbers for exaggerations, just a big number. This doesn't sound like it because there's a machlokas about it. 400 versus 700, so it sounds pretty literal. But 400, many times, is the number that's used. And it's always questioned whether it's literal or whether it's just figurative. Where did we have 400? We had 400 already once in this Masechta. Remember the barrels of wine that became vinegar of Rav Huna? And because he wasn't letting his aris take properly, his aris was a ganav. So it says there, 400 barrels. Right? The Gaon Eruvin, Rabbi Preda, taught the Talmud 400 times. 400 is a very common number in Gemara just to illustrate a very high number. Either way, it's a very a lot of benches were added in. Why dafka oso hayom? Oso hayom, it says they removed the shomer at Pesach, they allowed it. That's what one of the achronim say. Well, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah looked at himself and saw, well, I look like 70 and I'm not really 70. So I'm not Tocho Kabaro. And I'm allowed into the Beis Medrash, and I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, so if it's okay for me, maybe that's the message that I'm being given, that I should say it's okay for the Talmidim too. That's a nice ha'ara of one of the Achronim, that he realized he himself was not Tocho Kabaro, based on his physical makeup, so that's why he was allowed to let the other Talmidim in, who weren't perfectly Tocho Kabaro. If you look in the Biurei Chasidus to Shas, first time I think we've having that in this cycle. Right, it's one sefer on all of Shas. So I just had to turn back from the end to the beginning. So anyway, says the Biurei Chasidus, quoting from Rav Meir Parmizlana, one of the rebbes. Vikasha, he says, I don't understand. I was showing a Pesach, but there are klal. Hey, manashim pshutim. Ve'meim yichol modasim talmud zetochel gabar olo. How did the bouncers know what these were great? They had such insight that up until today they could realize, you know, what every talmud is about. They could give him a bechina in 10 seconds and know whether Tocho Kabaro. How'd they even know that? Va'od. Also, he has a question on the, actually let's do the next line of the Gemara for a second. The next line of the Gemara is, Havikachol Shadaiti to Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel basically got depressed when he saw this. He saw that there were hundreds more Talmidim. He's like, oy vey, hundreds more Talmidim. What have I been doing all these years? Omar, Dilma Chas V'Sholom Manati Torah Yisrael. Maybe I have prevented Torah learning. They showed it. He was shown in a dream. The major sugis and dreams are in the last parak in this Masechta, the ninth parak. But here, they showed him in a dream. Chatzvi chivri demalion kitzma. They showed him white jugs that were filled with ashes. Basically trying to tell him, no, don't worry, Yake. You might have jugs, but the inside, they're nothing. Meaning, like, the base medrash is full of, like, garbage. Don't worry about it. You're not at fault. But really, Veloi, the Gemara says, that was really a fake vision. Really, he was at fault. They just showed it to him to give him Yishuv Adas. But really, he was at fault. Really, he was at fault. Right? Sometimes we find divine messages just Yishuv Adas, not because it really is true. We also had this one time in the Masechta earlier. We had back on Daf Yates when we spoke about Tanur Shalachnoi. We spoke about the Gemara in Masechas Bamitzia, about the Machlokes with the Rebbe Lazar and the other Chachamim. If I'm right, the water is going to prove me right, and the water starts flowing upstream. If I'm right, we spoke all about that there on Daf Yates and Aleph. So there we mentioned, interestingly, they didn't listen to the Bas Kol on that Gemara. Right? Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says, Lo Bashamayimi! And yet, the Gemara in Erevin, which discusses Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Bas Kol goes down and says, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So why do we paskin like that Bas Kol? And not like the other Bas Kol. We paskin like the Beis Hillel Bas Kol, we don't paskin like the Rebbe Elazar Bas Kol. So one of the days in Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes and Bav Metzia is, because that wasn't a real Bas Kol. That was just the covet Rebbe Elazar. Right, Rebbe Elazar said, heaven's going to show me right. What, so Hashem is going to embarrass him and not do anything? So they said that a Bas Kol, but it was just lechvod Rebbe Elazar. It wasn't a real one. So here too, it was just lechvod Rabbi Gamliel, but not really a true message. So back to the Bi'urei Chasidus. Number one, what, these Shomrim were so amazingly insightful that they were able to figure out these personalities? Vote, and also, why was Rabbi Gamliel showed this falsehood? What was the whole purpose? Just to put him in a good mood? V'yei Shlomar, says Rabbi Meir Parmizlana, De be'emes Shomri ha'pesach lo yodu klum. Really, the guards weren't so knowledgeable. They weren't so wise. Ella, they just gave over to the Talmidim this message. When somebody came to the Beis Medrash, the guards say, you know what Rabbi Gamliel says. If you're not Tochel Gabaro, you can't come in. We're just warning you. So all the Talmidim said, am I Tochel Gabaro? Me. And they went and they worked on themselves more and more and more and more until they came to the Beis Medrash. So really, Rabbi Gamliel's attitude was one of perfection, but ultimately it was to inspire them to work on themselves to get back into the Beis Medrash. That was the emphasis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, just get him to the Beis Medrash. And then we'll work on them. That was the machlokas between them. Rabbi Gamliel said, oh, you can't learn unless you're perfect. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, I'm not going to let you in, and therefore you're going to have to write a high acceptance standard. But in that way, he hoped that they would be motivated, the Beinonim would be motivated to work on themselves. And he was shown in a chalom that is an attitude. But that wasn't the ultimate attitude that was accepted. One doesn't have to be perfect in order to get into the Beis Medrash. Okay, so we continue. What happened? So Rabbi Gamliel was shown in his dream, really, though it wasn't true. Tana, fifth to last, skinny line. Idios bo bayom nishneis. Masechas Idios was learned on that day. Well, all the Eidos that was given. Right? We had Idios already a little bit in this Masechta as well. Also on Daf Yates. Every time in Shas, where it says, Bo Bayom, on that day, Hahu Yom Mahavi. It was that day. It was that day that Rabbi Elazar Azariah was appointed the head. There wasn't a halacha that was totally in the Beis Medrash that they didn't explain. Everything was clear. They had perfect clarity of all of the halachas on that day. Another message given to us. Rabbi Gamliel himself, even though he was thrown out, even though he was so embarrassed, he didn't stay home. He still wanted to be in the chabura to get back into the Beis Medrash. Even one moment, he didn't stay home. That's not, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Yadayim. Meseches Yadayim, it's not about, they're about Tumas Yadayim a little bit, but it's about the whole different halachas of Tumas Tara, all the way at the end of Taras. Bo Bayom, Ba Yehuda, Ger Amoni, Lefneheim, Beis HaMedrash. On that day, Yehuda, the Ger Amoni, came in front of them in the Beis Medrash. Amar Lahem, Mani Lo Bavakal, can I marry in? Can I become Jewish and marry in? Says this Ger Amoni. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Asura Talava Bakol, no way. This week's Parsha. Lo Yavo Amoni Yim Ovi, Bakal Hashem. Right? Can't. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Mutra Talava Bakol. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're allowed to come in. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, please. Come on, this is a Pazak and Chumash. This isn't even the Tfil of Arvis Roshos or Chova. Halo Kvar and Emmer, Lo Yavo Amoni Yim Ovi, Bakal Hashem. And Rabbi Yeshua, this isn't even about women. Right, we all remember that machlokas on the battlefield about the Rus. Okay, but this is about the men. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, V'chiyamun u'moav b'mkoman hein yoshvin. I know the pasuk, but are Amon and Moav still in existence? Are they in their spot? Do we still know who they are? V'halo kfar ala Sancherev melech Ashur u'bilbel es kol ha'umos. Sancherev already mixed up all the nations. Shneamar va'asir gvulas amim. I remove the borders of the nations. Va'asu dosehem shosesi. Their treasures I have destroyed. Va'orid kabir yoshvim. Right, so I've mixed everybody up. If there's somebody who comes to you today, you don't believe them. V'chol deparish mirubaparish. And you know, you go by the rove. So Rabbi Gamliel, this guy says he's an Ammonite. We do not have to trust him. We can assume he's from the rove of the world who are not Ammon and Moav, and therefore, he is mutter lavo bakohol. What about Rabbi Meir Shita? Rabbi Meir is always choshesh lemiyuta. So according to Rabbi Meir Shita, what if there's an Ammonite and he comes? Do we have to be worried? So one of the achronim say v'tirates t'chihechi didarshina. Just like we have a drasha in Maseches Kiddushin, mamzer vadai asar haTorah v'lo mamzer safik. That's an exception to the rule of safik daraisa l'chumra. Mamzer vadai v'lo mamzer safik. If you're not sure if somebody's a mamzer, he's mutter. Mamzer vadai v'lo mamzer safik. So too achanami amoni vadai v'lo amoni safik. That's what you have to say for Rabbi Meir, that there would be a similar type of drasha. But either way, Rabbi Gamliel was still in the base badger, so they got into this fight, and Rabbi Yeshua says that he's allowed to come in. V'halo kfar nemar. But, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, v'halo kfar nemar. V'acharechein, ashiva shvus b'nei Amon u'mashem. I'm going to return the b'nei Amon v'kfar shavu. And they've returned. Rabbi Yeshua, no. V'halo kfar nemar. V'shafti ashvus ami Yisrael. I will return Am Yisrael. Kibbutz Golias. V'adayin lo shavu. Right, so they're not. They weren't returned yet. Miyad itiru lavo bakal. So they were matir him lavo bakal because of the Sancherev Bilbel as kol ha'umos. Right, this is quoted halacha lemaisa. It's quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says in Parak Hey mitzvahs asay lahachrim shiva amamin. Besides Ammon and Moav, the Rambam says the mitzvah said daraisa to wipe out the seven nations. Okay, we could ask them, do they want to live as a ger toshav? They want shalom, they want to leave. But if they're there, they don't accept the ger toshav hood, whatever that is, different days in the Rishonim. So you have to destroy them. Shneamar hacharein tacharimein. V'kol shebal yado echad mehem v'lo harago hareiz over below sase shemar lo sachaya kol neshama. If there is a ger gushi that I meet on the street, and he says to me, hi, I'm a ger gushi. And I say, hi, nice to meet you, but I have to get rid of you right now. If I don't, I violate a losase. Says the Rambam, but no more. V'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. Those four words are based on our Gemara, right here. V'kfar avdu zichram. Their memory is gone, they're finished. And therefore, if anybody says that today, there is no mitzase and there's no violation of a losase. Kfar avdu v'avad zichram. But we've mentioned in the past the diak of one of the Soloveitchiks, either Rav Moshe Soloveitchik or Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the very next halach in the Rambam. V'chein mitzvazase la'abed zera amalek. This week's parsha, Shneamar, timcha ezechra amalek. So mitzvazase to wipe out amalek. U'mitzvazase l'skor tamid ma'asav ha'ra'im v'arei vaso. Mitzvazase to remember everything he did to us. Kedei la'orer evaso. To awaken the hatred in our hearts. Shneamar, zachar eis asher asodacha amalek. Period. Ask Rav Moshe Soloveitchik or Rav Chaim, whoever the original source of this deek is, in the previous halacha, when it talks about the Zion Amamin, it says it doesn't apply anymore, v'kfar av azichram. In the very next halacha, it says, remember what Amalek did to you, wipe out Amalek. There's no kfar av azichram there. There's no, the memory is no longer here. So, one way to say it is, oh yeah, what he says there applies here too. Doesn't really work, because then he should have just said it at the end of the second halacha, not at the end of the first halacha. So says, the diyuk is, that Amalek is still Chai V'Kayim. Why? Reb Chaim, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, there are two types of Amalek. There's what we call biological Amalek, which is the nation Amalek. They're out. Kfar Avad Zichram. But then there's halachic Amalek. Halachic Amalek meaning any nation, any people who has as its charter, as part of their mahus, who they are, to wipe out the Jewish people, to push them into the sea, if anybody has that as their charter, they have the din of Amalek. They have the din of Amalek. They have the halacha of Amalek. And therefore, Rachman al-Islan, Amalek is Chai V'Kayim today. Chai V'Kayim. Billions of Arabs, Chai V'Kayim. They'd rather Israel not exist in the world. There might not be biological Amalek, but there is halachic Amalek. V'kfar, and it's our mitzvah to remember. Zachari, Tesharas al-Chalek, remember that there are those, and there have been Amaleks throughout the centuries and throughout history that have not wanted us to exist, but V'kadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. Okay. We continue. So, back to the story. So Rabbi Gamliel came to the Beis Medrash, even though he was removed from the post, which itself is a huge Musar Haskel. Right? You're fired, and you still go to the Beis Medrash. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Hova Hachi Ave. Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, since this is the state, Ezel Vafayz Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe I should go say I'm sorry to Rabbi Yeshua. Right? In this, because of this. So Kimat the Labesi, when he got to Rabbi Yeshua's house, Chazinu La'ashisa the Beisei, the Mishachron. He sees the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house are black. Amar Lei, Mikostli Beischa, Ata Nikasha B'chamiata. I see you work in coals. I see you are a P'chami. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, is like surprised at this. Like you don't realize like what we do for a living. So Amar Lei, says Rabbi Yeshua, Oilo Lador Sha'ata Parnaso. Woe to us where the leader of the generation is not like B'toch Ha'am. Doesn't realize, you know, what the Am has to go through. She'iato yodea b'tzaron shal tamidei chachamim. You don't know. V'amehim is parnasim. How do they make parnasa? V'amehim mizonim. And with what do they get sustenance? Right? Meaning he says, a leader has to be b'tocha machaneh. Can't have a leader who doesn't know what's going on in the Am. Right? The leader has to be involved. And if you don't realize the realities of the world, so then it's more difficult. It's more difficult. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Gamliel says, Nanesi Lecha, I'm sorry. Nanesi Lecha, he asks forgiveness. Maybe this is forgiveness for all the different episodes that took place. Macholi, right, so Macholi, forgive me. Lo Ashka Chayer, be sure to not forgive him, interestingly. Asei Bishvil Kvodah, maybe he was just because it's Kavanah Torah, it's not just Kvod himself. Asei Bishvil Kvod Abba, P.A.S. He said, do it for my father. Okay, fine. I see the Fayasim. Amru, they said then, Ma Nezav Alei Mulu Rabbanan, who's gonna go tell the base Medrash that Rabbi Gamliel was forgiven? Who's gonna tell him that he's not ostracized anymore? Amar Lahu Ahu Koves, Ano Azilna, there was a launderer there, somebody does the laundry, I'll go, Shalach Lahu Rabbi Yeshua, the base Medrash, Rabbi Yeshua sends him to the base Medrash. Ma, and he says, give them this message. Man de lovish mada yovash mada, the one who wore the uniform will wear the uniform. Uman de lovish mada, shall we say that the one who does not wear the uniform, yemer le man de lovish mada, shall tell the person who wears the uniform, shalach madcha, take off your uniform, vana avashe, and I'll wear it? Rhetorical question. Basically, Rabbi Yeshua was saying, Rabbi Gamliel, you wore the cloak of Rosh Yeshiva hood, and therefore you wear it when I'm going to tell you to take it off. So go tell them that you're the Rosh Yeshiva again. That's what the message Rabbi Yeshua gave through this launderer to take it. What's the mada? What is the cloak? What's the cloak? So the Marsha here says, Rabbi Gamliel is from David HaMelech. Right? He goes back. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Right? He goes back. David HaMelech. Therefore, that's the cloak of royalty. That's what he's thinking. What? I'm going to wear it? So that's what he says, sends him the message. So the Koves gets to the Beis Medrash. Amalu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, the Rabbanan, Truku! He sees this messenger coming. He says, lock the doors! Truku Gali, to the Lisi Avdei Du Gamlio. That the Avdei Gamlio don't come, but Lasari Le Rabbanan. And Kanti Mitzar. Meaning, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in hearing any defense of Rabbi Gamlio. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what, I better do this myself. Mukim de Akum ve'ezel. I better get up and go. Ana l'gabayu. I better do this myself or else this is not going to be settled. Aza tarif ha-baba. He goes and goes to the, on the gate, right at the front of the base badges. Amalei. And he gives a different mashal. Mazeh ben mazeh yazeh. The sprinkler of the ashes of the paraduma. Mazeh ben mazeh yazeh. V'she'ein alo mazeh, v'lo ben mazeh, the one who is not a sprinkler, yomar la mazeh ben mazeh, will should say to the mazeh, to the sprinkler, me'mecha me'ma'ara, your waters do not have holiness, they're just cave waters, the efarcha, efer makle, and your efer is not, meaning, we each have different positions. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right, was a Kohen, so that's this other mashal, meaning the Kohen should be the Kohen, and the Melech should be the Melech. Rabbi Elzer ben Azari should do what he does, and you should do what you do. One is focused on Rabbi Gamliel's family, the Madim, the royalty, and the other one, the Hazaz, is focused on the Kahuna. That was the allusion to Rabbi Elzer ben Azari, says the Marsha. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nistayasta. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yeshua, what happened? Did he ask forgiveness? Klum asinu alav b'shvil kvotcha. We just did it for you. So Lamach Rani Batan Ashkin Lepischa. Okay. If you say that's what he did, that's what he did. Okay, let's go tomorrow to his house in order to bring him back to the base of Madrash. But Amri, so there was a whole discussion though, what are they going to do? Hechi Nebid, what should we do? Ne Avre, should we just remove Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah and go back to the previous status quo? Gemiri, Malin, Bakodesh, Ve'maridin. You can't do that. Malin, Bakodesh. Malin, Bakodesh. And therefore you can't do that. Usually Malin, Bakodesh applies to, doesn't apply to this. Usually Malin, Bakodesh, where do we have Malin, Bakodesh? Right, we have it by tefillin and by tzitzis. Right, we have it by doing a chefse shal mitzvah. That's a law. First you put on your talis, then you put on your tefillin. Because of tadir and because of malan bakodesh. Here you have it by positions. Malan bakodesh. As already was once the Rosh Yeshiva, you can't remove him. Right, the sugi comes up also in beginning of Maseches Yuma. Right, if somebody, the substitute Kohen Gadol becomes the Kohen Gadol, because the first Kohen Gadol is tameh, is sick, so you can't just remove him either. He remains the Kohen Gadol, somewhat. So here too, you can't just remove him. Malan bakodesh. Nidro shmar chadashabsa, umar chadashabsa. You want to take turns, one and one. Asi l'kenuye. It's going to be very hard. They're going to become jealous. Meaning, Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah is going to be okay with that. But Rabbi Gamliel used to do it all himself. So, you know, he's got forgiveness. So then what are we supposed to do? Ella, lidro shmar gamliel, tlasa shabsi, Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah chadashabsa. Do that, three and one. Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah is still going to be the head, but not as often. V'hainu damar mar, and that's what it said sometimes, Shabbos shel mihaisa. Right, when they asked, oh, who gave shir this week? It was in this time period where there were two heads. Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah haisa. Good. The also Talmud, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Havi. By the way, that Talmud that was involved here was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, good. So comes up in Halacha, interestingly, in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel. The end of Siman Kuf Nun Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah. For first the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Adam Shu Ragel B'Shem Mitzvah. Let's say there's a person who always does a certain mitzvah, Kigon Galila, which we call Hagba. Let's say there's somebody who does Hagba every week. It's his mitzvah. And then V'ir Ones. An Ones occurred. He didn't come to Shul, he was sick. Or let's say he always paid for it, then he became an ani, so he didn't do it. V'yacharka, and somebody the call gave it to somebody else. V'yacharka he'eshir v'ratzashi yachziru lo ha'mitzvah. So do you give him back his original mitzvah? So im b'shashen also akol ha'mitzvah l'sheni ha'yasipuk v'yadarishon l'aseis mashar yenosim b'chol shana. If the person really could have paid for the hagba, he just didn't want to at that time, and then he gave it to somebody else, then he doesn't get it back because that was his choice. But if it was a real ones, then he gets back the original position. If he always did it for the tzibur, he gets back the original position. Right? This comes up for Balei Tokeya and Balei Tfila and Balei Kriya. Right? Big sugyas. Good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Kasvo aposkim duhu adin parnas sha'avar machmas oni suminu acher tachtav. If there's somebody who's a parnas, somebody who supports, you know, does some leadership position, and he had to be removed because of an ones. De kishayavar onso chozer lepanasuso. He gets his position back. But, mikal makom, ein linho bizayon basheni. Ve'yitznu lo shub minu yishal kavod b'tzarchei tzibur. But the one who took his position in the interim, you know, you should give him some kavod. Shara tziyun, ke'ein ahi debrachas chafches, shlohaya achar kachla Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah shum chelik b'nesiyas. Right, just like our Gemara, they gave Rabbi Elzer ben Azariah something, even though they couldn't give him everything. Good. Two dots. Fisha Musaf and Kalayom. End of the story. That's a lot of messages for that story, but now we continue. Musaf, back to the Mishnah. Musaf is all day, according to the Tanakhama. Abba Rabbi Yochanan, Vinikra Posheya. But if you wait all day to do it, it's kind of negligence. I mean, you should do Musaf earlier in the day. Tana Rabbanan, we had this yesterday. Hayu Lefanav Shtei Tfilos, Acha Shal Mincha, Acha Shal Musaf. You have two davenings in front of you. Mispal Shal Mincha, V'Acha Mispal Shal Musaf. Mincha comes first. Shezu Tadir V'Zu Eina Tadira. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Mispal Shal Musaf, V'Acha Mispal Shal Mincha. Musaf and then Mincha. Shezu Mitzvah Overis, V'Zu Mitzvah Eishein Overis. Musaf comes first. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Mispal Shal Mincha, V'Acha Mispal Shal Musaf. Rabbi Yochanan says, first Mincha, and then Musaf. Says Tosfos, Mikan Yeshli Zar Beyom HaKippurim. Says Tosfos on Yom Kippur, start Shacharis earlier, because you're going to get up to Musaf and it's going to be Mincha time already. Day, first day in Tosfos, be careful. Second day in Tosfos is what we quoted yesterday in the Shulchan Aruch. Vahari Omer, in Tosfos Halacha, Deinot Tzarach, you don't have to worry so much on Yom Kippur or any other day. Because the only time that you have to say which year are you going to do first is if you're going to do both of them right now, which one are you going to do first? But if there is a Zman for the later one later, meaning you have a time for Mincha later, then just do it later. You don't have a chiyuv to do Mincha right now unless you want to do both Mincha and Musaf right now. But if you're going to do Mincha at a later date, at a later time, so there's no chiyuv to make sure that you start Musaf before the Zman of Mincha. Okay, that's 2 days in Tosfos, the second day quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Vayter, Rabbi Zeira, Kevi Cholish Migirse, when Rabbi Zeira was tired. Right, he was tired, he was a little exhausted from his learning. Havi Azov Yazov Apischa Debei Rabbi Nassim Bar Tuvi. He used to go sit outside the Beis Medrash doors. Omar, he didn't have the head to learn, but he said, you know what, I'll do something constructive with my time. Omar, ki chalfi rabbanan, as the rabbis pass me, go in to learn, az ekemi kanayo, I'll stand up for them, for akabal agra, and I'll get schar for that. You know what, I can't sit and learn right now, I'm too exhausted, but I'll at least get schar for that. Akabal agra. Huge discussion, all the achronim. Right, what do we say in Pirkei Avos? Right, we have a makavi, right, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalom anas lakabal pras. What's he talking about? I'm going to go there to get some schar. Right? There are various stories in Shas where we talk about where this comes up. I'm going to do this to get schar. Reb Ovadia in Anafes Avos, in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, he catalogs all of the Gemaras that talk about Mesech Zavod Zaran, Daf Yud Zayin. Right? I'll do this to get schar, and a Kabbal Schar, and a Kabbal Schar. What's all this schar for? Right? The Gemara Mesech Asota, the end of the first parak. So says Reb Ovadia, what? Arichas Yom, but that's what, if the Torah says Arichas Yom, okay, but here I'm going to go get Schar to stand up for them. So Rav Avadia quotes Achronim, and this is the answer that's given by Moses. I saw Rav Yashiv in the Shira of Rav Yashiv and Brachas also, he says this answer. You're allowed to do something with Schar if it's voluntary. Something that you have to do, you have to do. You have to do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. But it's something that's voluntary, I'm doing it L'Shem L'Rishus, so I don't have to do it, then I can do it for the Schar. With the schar in mind. Ava bisha osa mitzvah chiyuvis kesidra. Tzorach lasosa shalom anas lakabal pras. Ava lemupater mimena umechayeves atzmo lasosa mitzvah mutter. So that answers many shilas, and that's where he quotes the Vilna Gaon said this about Rus also. Rus doing that because Rus was like, yes, she didn't have to do anything, right? She was also voluntary. Anyway, that's the answer that most achronim give on this problem. Good, so we continue. Nafak, Asa, Rav Nosson Bar Tovi. So he went there. So Rav Nosson Bar Tovi, it was his base manager. She came out. Amar, Lay, Manam Alacha Bay Majusha. Who gave Shir today? Amar, Lay, Hachi Amar Yochanan. Ein Alacha Grab Yehuda. Dharma Mispalo, Adam Shalmuz Vakar Mispalo Shal Mincha. We don't pass him like Rav Yochanan. We don't pass him like Rav Yehuda. Amar, Lay, Rav Yochanan Amra. Really? That's what Rav Yochanan said? Amar, Lay, in. He says, yeah. That's what he said. Taimine Arba in Zimnin. He learned it from him 40 times. He asked him 40 times. Amalei says, what are you so excited about? 40 times. Chada hilacha o chada hilacha. Is this the only thing you ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? And that's why you're excited about it? Or is this something new to you that you heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and that's why you're excited about it? Amalei chada hili. It's new to me. Mishum de mesafkali kirbi b'rishu ben Levi. Because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure about what you do. And therefore, I wasn't sure. I heard it in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, not Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why it's new to me that it's in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Period. Rabbi Shimon Levi. We continue. Call him as Paul Tfilah Shom Musaf in La'achar Sheva Shos. If anybody davens Musaf after the seventh hour, Lu Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's until the seventh hour, Alava Kasuv Omer, Nugei Mi Moed, Asafti Mi Mechayu. Right, you're afflicted from the time you did something late, then you're gonna asafi. I'm gonna hurt you. So that's the right. You shouldn't daven Musaf too late. My mashmat hai nuge lishat the tavra. Who had you know nuge is a lashon of being broken. Tavra kidem targem Rav Yosef. Like Rav Yosef is metargem. Tavra asi al sonan shal debase Yisrael. Tavra brokenness will come on euphemism on those who hate the Jews, meaning the Jews, al de'ich ruzmani mo'adai de'birushalayim, because they delayed the zman of the mo'adim. Meaning everything has to be, that's on Bezdin, but that is, we see the lashon of Tavra in the Targum. Amr of Elazar, similar column as follows. Filosh al Shachris, Lachar Arbashos, Lord Yehuda. Somebody daven Shachris too late. Aleva Kasuv Omer, Nugi Mimoed, Asati Mimechayu. Maya Mashad Han Nugi Elisha de Tsarahu. How do you know it's the Lashon of Tsar? Dechsiv, Dolfa Nafshi, Mi Tuga. My soul melts away from sadness. Or Nachman, but they see Tuga. For Nachman, Yisrael, Gamer Mehacha, Besulo Seha, Nugos, Vehi Marla. Pasuk at the beginning of Eicha. Okay, either way, we shouldn't daven too late. Viter. Rav Avya chalash v'asal l'pirka de Rav Yosef. Rav Avya, one time, was weak. He didn't feel well. He didn't cut the shear. He didn't cut the shear one day to Rav Yosef. L'machar ki asa. And when he came the next day, he didn't have a note from his parents. He didn't have the petek. So, bam, Abaya anuche daite de Rav Yosef. So Abaya wanted to make Rav Yosef not be so upset that Rav Avi hadn't come the day before. Amalei, my time was on the pirka. He says, why don't you cut the shear yesterday? Amalei, to have a cholish libay v'lo matzina. Says, I wasn't feeling well. Amalei, amailo ta'amta midi v'as. Says, why don't you first eat something and then come? Amalei, well, some of the ma'ar loha de Rav Huna, don't you know what Rav Huna said? Amar Rav Huna, as lo litam, la'adam shi'idam klum, kodam shi'ispal tfilas amusafin. I haven't davening Musaf yet, so it must have been on the day they were davening Musaf, right? Shabbos, must have been Shabbos, right? The day they were davening Musaf, right? Rashi quotes, look at Rashi on top. V'hayadoresh b'Shabbos, kodem tfilas ha-musafin. Ooh, right, that's an ancient source for giving a drasha before Musaf, right? So he says, I didn't want to eat before Musaf. Amalei, yibayle lamar, let's flee, it's losing the Musaf and the biyachid. So you should have davened Musaf at home, v'lito midi, and eaten something, l'mais, and then came to shear. Wow. Is it better to daven biyachidus in order not to miss Talmud Torah? That's what it sounds like. Amalei, v'lo sara lo'amai lo'ad amar Rabbi Yochanan, asilo lo'adam she'yakdem tfilasa lo'tfilas ha'tzibur? But, Amalei, but don't you also hold, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't daven before the tzibur davens. Amalei, la'vid marla, amar Rabbi Abba v'tzibur shanu. No, that's only in a tzibur, you can't daven before the tzibur. But if you're at home, it's okay. This was the story. Wow, so this is a big sugya. Talmud Torah and Tefillah B'Tzibur. If somebody has a choice, let's say they have to be at work at a certain time. Let's say it's a winter day, so they could either have a certain daven b'yachidus and go to a shir or something. It's a serious shilas. And even though our knee-jerk reaction is for sure daven with a tzibur and figure out some other time for learning, everybody has to ask a shayla. Most of the time you can figure out a way to do that. Right? We're not being honest with ourselves. You can figure out another time to learn during the day. Doesn't have to be the only time is when the tzibur is davening. But it's a serious shaila you see from this Gemara. The Gemara, though, ends off. L'zilchasa lo k'Rav Huna v'lo k'Rav Yishuv ben Levi. We don't pass in like Rav Huna. Earlier, they're not allowed to eat before Musaf. You're allowed to eat before Musaf, right? As long as you make Kiddush. Make Kiddush, you're allowed to eat before Musaf. And lo k'Rav Yishuv ben Levi. And we don't like Rav Yishuv ben Levi as follows. K'Rav Huna ha da Amran. Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Da Amr Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Kivan shi yigi azman tfilas ha-mincha. So we don't pass in that way either. One is allowed to be towing. Yeah, the Mishnah Misach HaShabbos talks about sitting down for a Suda's Keva during Mincha time, but Ti'ima for sure is okay. In the Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein discusses, is a Rebbe allowed to ask a student in public on the day after he wasn't in Shir? Why weren't you in Shir yesterday? Is that like embarrassing? It sounds like from this Gemara that he asked him in public. When he came, he says, where were you? Isn't that like embarrassing? So says Rav Zilberstein, you know what? It must be because of Kavod HaTorah. Because why? If somebody doesn't come to Shir, so then everybody knows they didn't come to Shir, and that's just going to cause a general softening of the commitment, because they're not going to know why he didn't come. Unless it's publicized, I was sick. Oh, you were sick. So that's why Dafka, he asked him in public, you know, why he didn't come to Shir. Ke mishati b'shir kavua impam machsir milavo hu merapeba zeh sidei mishtatvim ha'achirim. V'lachein, the only tikkun that he could do is to be asked in public and to give an answer so that the Shir is mitchazek v'yigadel. That's why Dafka asked him there. Interesting. Says the Mishnah, Reb Nechunya ben Akana, hayim espal b'kinim sazal v'esa medrish u'bitziyasa tefila katsara. Famous Tefillah of Rabbi Chaim ben Akana, which is printed in the front of many Gemaras. He said a little tefillah going into the Beis Medrash and going out of the Beis Medrash. Amru lo ma makam letefillah zu. What is the makam? What's this tefillah about? That he mumbled something. Amru lahem. He said to them, when I go in, I daven that there's no dvar takala that comes out of my shir. Good. Tana Rabbanan, a little more expansive. Bikinisa soma hu omer yirat vafanach Hashem alokai. Shulu yera davar takala al yadi. V'lo akashom b'davar halacha. V'yismu b'chaveira. I don't mess up, and my friends will be happy that I messed up. Right, I don't want to violate Lifnei Iver in that way. V'lo omer al tame tar v'al tar tame. I don't want to mix up the halacha, get it wrong. And being machmir or meko. Right, Ma'atara Tami is wrong. V'lo yikashlu chaveirai b'dvar halacha. V'esmach b'hem, and I don't want my friends to make a mistake, and I'll be happy about that. B'yitziyaso ma'u omer mo'ad ani l'fanei ha'chashon l'kai she'zad l'chal gimir she'bez ha'mezh v'lo zand l'chal gimir she'kronos. Right, siyum. Sh'ani mashkim ha'hem mashkim. Ani mashkim ha'divrei Torah ha'hem mashkim ha'divrei Torah ha'hem mashkim ha'divrei Torah ha'hem mashkim ha'divrei Torah ha'hem mashkim I work and get schar ha'hem 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 Ani rats v'hem ratsim, ani rats l'chayel ha'hem ha'ba, v'hem ratsim l'ber shachas. Period. Why don't we say this today? Why don't we say this today? Right, says Lozemir Horowitz in the back of the Gemara that we're Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is a similar type of tefillah. We dive in Lomo to the Lamed Lishmar. So he says we're Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simin Kuf Yud, most of us aren't going to paskin. We're going to learn. So we're going to learn what? Shloyer Dvar Takala Yadi. So I shouldn't get wrong shot in the Tosfos. Right, most of us aren't, the risk factor isn't as, if you're giving a halacha shir, maybe then, but most of us, as the Aruch HaShulchan, aren't going to learn, and therefore, if that's the case, there is the chiyah, right, the post is not always in the base medrash, so therefore, two reasons why we don't say it. What's the double lashon of we're a melem and mekalim schar. We're not melem mekalim schar. And then we say again, ani rats veheim ratsim. We're running. I'm running. Rabbeinu Yonah to come today for Rabbeinu Yonah. Dayenu says Rabbeinu Yonah, top of your testament base, Nadafi Arif. What's the double lashon? He says the running is a davar b'fnei atzmo. What is that? Ratzalomar kishani ro'esh she'ovrim hayamim v'hazmanim. As I see the days pass by, ani margish ba'atzmi she'ani ratz b'chol yom. I realize that I'm running through life. I realize that ani ratz. Life is passing me by. Umiskarev l'misa. Umebnezeh ani meichin seyde l'derach kadei she'ezke l'chaye olam haba. Ani ratz v'heim ratzim. And therefore I see life is passing by, so ani ratz l'chaye olam haba. And they don't get the message. V'heim ratzim l'ber shachas. Aval heim einam mergishim b'misasam klal at shnos ha'misa v'einam machinim l'tzeda l'adarkam. That's the extra lashon of they're running and we're running. Okay, so that's a great vart to say over at any siyum ever. Okay, here we go. Tana, somebody just gave me a beautiful sefer. Hopefully you're listening out there at the siyum that we had a few weeks ago. A sefer on siyumim. There's a vart to say on a siyum on every single masechta. Every Masechta, there's a Siyum on Masechas Krisus, and a Siyum on Masechas Arachin. Great Sefer. Thank you. Tan Rabbanan, Kishachal Rebel Yezod Nechlesu Tamid Lavakro, and Elazar got sick, his Tamidim came. Amru La Rabbeinu Lima Tanu Archos Chaim, Nizke El Chayel Abba. Teach us life, we'll be Zochat Chayel Abba. Amr Lohem, Hizaru Bikvod Chavei Rechem. Be careful of your friend's covet. Uminu B'nechem Min Hahigayon. And prevent your sons from higayon. What is higayon? Rashi, fourth line on top. Lo targilum b'mikra yosemidai. Don't spend too much time on Tanakh. Mishum demashcha. It pulls. What does that mean? You got no Tanakh, but it shouldn't be the Iker Limud. The Tzlach right here. The Tzlach, famous Tzlach. And the Noda Behuda says, you got to be careful. What is the pshat of Rashi? Because many times there are people who are not Yerei Shamayim that study Tanakh. And therefore there are many Apikarsim that study Tanakh. And you got to be careful when you study Tanakh. It has to be based on Chazal. That's what he says. No, to be Yehuda. Beginning of the 1800s. Right? He said there's a lot of Bible criticism. So says the Tzlach. That's the pshat of the Gemara. It says, Minum Berechem and Ahigayon. Vahoshivim bein Birki, Talmid HaChamim. Make sure they have good Rebbeim. Ukshatem is Palim du'u lefnei miyatem omdim. They should know who before they're davening. Ubishvel kach tizkul l'chayelam haba. The Pnei Yeshua says, there's Torah avodin gemilas chasadim here. Right, there's the gemilas chesed with your friends. There's Torah and there's avoda. Ukzachal Rabbi Mezaka nechlas tamid levakro. When Rabbi Mezaka was sick, his tamidim came. Kibetcherosa mischa lifkos. He started crying. Amrlo tamidav ner Yisrael amuda yimini patisha chazak. The strong hammer mipnei mata bocheh. You devoted your life to Klal Yisrael. Why are you crying? Amar lahem, if they were taking me in front of a human king, shayom kanu macher bekever, that today is here and gone tomorrow. Shim koi salayin kaso kaso olam v'imos rani eni suris olam. He can't get angry or lock me up forever. V'imamisani, he says olam, and he can only kill me in this world. V'ani yachol afayso b'dvarim l'shachtu b'mamon, and I can even try to bribe him. Afal pikin aisi bocha, I would still be scared in front of a human king. It's eternity. There's no bribing God, and I'm not going to cry. Velo Odin also. Elashiesh Lafane Shte Drachim. Achashal Ganedim, Achashal Gehenim. And I also see two paths in front of me. Veini Yodea Beza Milichimosi. Velo Evke. I don't know which path I'm going down. Ganedim or Gehenim. Amrla Rabbeinu. Barchenu. At least give us a bracha. Amrla Hem. Yira Sashit Himor Shemaim Aleichem Kamar Basar Adam. You should be as scared of God as you are of people. The same feeling we get when we see the siren behind us and we think we're getting pulled over. That Yira. We should have the same year to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar lo tamid of Ad Kan, that's it? Amar lehem, he says, yeah, halavai, shetedu, kisha adam odim aveira omesh lo yirani adam. When a person does an aveira, he says, people don't see me. We don't have the same fear of God. B'shas b'tirah, so amar lehem, and as he was dying, he said, panu kelem b'rei tumah, take all the kelem out, I don't want them to be makabel tumah from tumas oel, and v'hachinu kise l'chizkiyo melch Yehuda sheba. I see Chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda, coming to greet me. So he says, get a throne ready for him. He had that vision. Period. Famous discussion. What was he so scared about? He see two paths. Beautiful thought. Rav Soloveitchik has, among other achronim, the Rav Soloveitchik writes and the Rav speaks, if you want to look it up, on page 51, 52. He was, his entire life, he was gnawed. What was gnawing at him? Whether he made the right decision in Maseches Gittin. When Vespasian said, you know, I'll give you anything you want. And he says, Tein li yamna v'chachameha. And he didn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. That gnawed at him his entire life. Says Rav Soloveitchik, imagine how many sleepless nights he had. He always wondered till his dying day, maybe I could have saved the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't know. Maybe he was going to bite off more than he could chew. Maybe, oh, you want the Mikdash? Forget, I'm not giving you anything. He chose to save Torah instead of the Mikdash. Because he knew that Klal Yisrael cannot survive without Torah. They can survive without a Beis HaMikdash. That was his choice, but it gnawed at him till his dying day. That's Rav Soloveitchik puts together that Gemara and Gittin and this Gemara. He didn't know. He saw two paths even towards the end of his life. Okay, we have to stop here. We'll start with the Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Parsha Shir, by the way, is up already. Parsha Shir is up. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, we thank the sponsors for the Shirim, Lizecha Nishbach, Menachem Yitzchak Galinsky, the Orlinsky family. Thank you very much.